The text then that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our gospel lesson from today, from Luke chapter 1, and especially these words. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed in a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen." The whole scene presented in our gospel lesson for today is amazing. John in the womb of an aged Elizabeth, a miracle. Jesus in the womb of Virgin Mary, a miracle. The presence of Jesus in the womb making John in the womb leap for joy, a miracle. The presence of Jesus making Elizabeth to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to speak out in the Spirit, a miracle. And the presence of Jesus in her womb to make Mary blessed, a miracle. For you see, it is a miracle for any human to be blessed, because to be blessed is something that only God himself can do for a human. And usually we call those things that only God can do miracles. Maybe some of you have heard of Dave Ramsey. His national show is broadcasted on one of the talk radio stations out of Salina. He gives mostly common sense financial advice, but he does this show each day in a way that does not hide the impact of his own Christian faith on the wisdom that he gives out each day. One of the things almost anybody who listens to him regularly knows is that whenever he is asked how he is, he responds in his trademark way, "Better than I deserve." I suppose if he had to narrow that answer down to one word, the biblical word to use would be blessed. Yes, indeed, that's really the point of being blessed, is to be better than we deserve, to be a recipient of God's unwarranted grace and gifts, to have a state of contentment that we didn't earn, but that was given to us by God himself. As I began to look at our reading for today from Luke's Gospel, I couldn't help but notice that Mary is called blessed not once, but twice. This led me to the question, why is Mary blessed? It's obvious why Elizabeth would say that the fruit of her womb, Jesus, is blessed. But why Mary as well? Why is it that Elizabeth uses those words? Or even more poignantly, why is it that the Holy Spirit gives Elizabeth those words to use? If you read through the rest of our text, it seems to me that Mary is called blessed ultimately for two reasons. It ultimately comes down to what she holds and what she hears. First, she holds in her womb the Christ child himself. And indeed, that is what makes Mary blessed, that she has been chosen of all the women that have ever lived on earth to be the one that would bear the Christ child, that one who would finally crush the old foe, Satan's head. Yes, she had been chosen to be the mother of God himself. Yes, Elizabeth in the Spirit says that Mary is the mother of her Lord. And yet, carrying around the author of life in your womb makes you blessed. I suppose that is why right after calling Mary blessed, Elizabeth goes on to draw attention to the one who lies in her womb. Yes, indeed, to have Jesus inside of you makes you blessed. Secondly, though, later in the text, Mary is said to be blessed because of what she hears. Or put another way, she is said to be blessed because she received the Word of God as true. Yet this virgin, untouched by a man, believed it when the angel told her that she would give birth to a child. She said to this preposterous prophecy, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Yes, in receiving the promises of God in submission and in humility, Mary was blessed. Yes, she is called blessed because of what she holds, the word incarnate in her womb. She is called blessed because of what she hears, the word spoken into her ears by that angel and received in faith by her heart. Yes, Mary has the word, and therefore she is blessed. As we approach in just a couple days Christmas, and then after that begin to ponder a new year, is there anything that you and I, God's people, should desire more than being blessed by God? Oh, we could hope to be rich. But in this last year, we have seen how wealth can be gone in an instant. We could hope to be famous. But then again, they say most people only get their 15 minutes. Oh, sure, we could hope for all sorts of other things, but in the end, almost all of them would simply leave us disappointed. But to have the blessing of God on our lives is something that cannot be taken away from us by anyone or by anything. And that is why to be blessed by God is indeed something to be desired indeed. But is to be blessed by God perhaps out of reach for simple people like you and me? After all, I doubt any of us will bear God himself in our womb. And especially for us guys, I really hope not. And the likelihood of an angel coming and giving us a specific prophecy about our role in God's salvation is, biblically speaking, pretty small. And those truths can lead us to believe, perhaps, that to be blessed like Mary was blessed is only something that is for people like Mary and not like us. But the good news offered to us in this season of the church year is that we too can be blessed like Mary was blessed. For we too can receive the Word of God. Yes, Mary was blessed because she had the Word. As you and I in this season hear the prophecies not only that predicted the events of Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago, but also those which speak about the events that will happen on that last day, you and I are blessed if we will receive them. We are blessed if we don't try to figure it all out, or if we don't try to use our minds to judge the possibility of everything God has said coming true. But simply say, as Mary said, "Let this be unto me according to your word." And as we think about God coming in the flesh in Bethlehem, as we think about him coming again in the flesh on that last day, we too should stop and realize that Jesus still comes today to dwell inside of us. The scriptures tell us this began on the day of our baptism, when through the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself took up residence within us. And it continues each time we are blessed to eat his flesh and drink his blood at his table. Yes, the word is no less present with us than it was with Mary. And that means that blessedly, we are no less blessed than she was. Yes, the nations will call Mary blessed throughout all the generations for the unique role that God chose for her in his story of salvation. But you know, in the end, the world will recognize that all of us who have believed in that Christ child are truly blessed as well. For we have received the word of God. Yes, we will be called blessed also because of what we hold and because of what we hear. For we, by the grace of God, hold the Lord Jesus inside of us. And we indeed hear the word of God spoken time and time again into our ears and then through faith into our hearts. The whole thing really is amazing. It's a miracle. For it's a miracle any time a human being is blessed. And God assures us today, we are. Indeed, so long as we do not reject the word of God, blessedness is the very gift of God given to us today. We are blessed. We are better than we deserve. Indeed, a miracle. Amen.